This is Fresh Air. Right now, rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Bob Dylan's new album, Under the Red Sky.
I knew I was really interested in hearing Under the Red Sky when Rolling Stone magazine gave it only 2 stars. Dylan has always been one of publisher Jan Wenner's pampered pets, and rave reviews of even Dylan's lamest work are routinely ordered up. So for this one to receive a mere 2 stars seemed odd and exceptional. I began to think that even though the album was also being panned elsewhere as well, maybe the music was being misinterpreted. Here was my chance, I thought. I could offer a brilliant and original analysis of a Dylan album that was being cruelly misunderstood. Upon hearing my review, rock critic colleagues would bow down at my singular independence and insight. Dylan, out of sheer gratefulness, would send me an admiring letter, or at the very least ask me to produce his next album. Then I made the mistake of actually listening to Under the Red Sky, which sort of ruined my idea. That's Handy Dandy, a song in which Dylan deliberately trashes his own work, in this case by echoing the melody of Like a Rolling Stone, even having Al Kooper play keyboards on it, but filling that melody with a song of almost amazing ridiculousness. Sometimes, of course, Dylan intends his ridiculousness to have a purpose, as it does on a tune called Wiggle Wiggle. Reviewers are singling this one out as really dumb, but they've missed the point. It's Dylan's version of a smutty blues song, his updating of old-fashioned, euphemistically obscene songs like Hank Ballard's Work With Me Annie. Bob Dylan has never released an album with so little at stake than Under the Red Sky, unless the idea was to erase what little goodwill we might still feel toward him. Of course, I realize that someone says this every time he's put out a record. Proof of this is a 1972 book about Dylan, edited by Craig McGregor, that's just been reissued. Entitled Bob Dylan, The Early Years, the book reminds us that Dylan has spent his entire career deflecting charges like mine. You can read a 1966 piece in this book by Studs Terkel, who, writing about Dylan's shocking switch from folk to rock, says that Dylan has become, quote, a showbiz wind-up doll. The alchemy of commerce has transmuted him into a golden boy toy. By the way, can you believe it? It was apparently Studs Terkel who came up with Madonna's belt buckle self-definition, boy toy. Anyway, Under the Red Sky was produced by Don and David Was, who have treated the idea of working with a legend in much the same way they did when they employed Mel Torme and Frank Sinatra Jr., on their own Was Not Was records, as a complete joke.
There was a little boy, and there was a little girl, and they lived in an alley under the red sky. There was a little boy, and there was a little girl, and they lived in an alley under the red sky.
Last time out on the 1989 album Oh Mercy, Dylan sang, "We live in a political world," and even if he didn't work out the politics in any detail, he did suggest that he was pondering the subtleties. On this album, he's decided that crankiness is the better part of valor, and inveighs against greed, the banality of TV, and the perfidy of women.
God knows you ain't pretty. God knows it's true. God knows there ain't anybody ever gonna take the place of you. God knows it's a struggle. God knows it's a crime. God knows there's gonna be no more water but fire next time.
Well, God knows I even liked him better when he was a born-again Christian. At least his smugness had some honest malice in it then. The way Dylan is going, I predict that he'll announce a tour next spring in which he'll perform all Elvis Presley songs and employ two live crew as the Jordanaires to sing backup, the Me So Horny Before the Flood tour. I'd go to see it, too.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
Unbelievable, it will get this far. It's undeniable why they have you to think. It's indescribable, it can drive you to dream.
This is Fresh Air.